Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Have you ever been to County Leitrim or County Westmeath? Because a new Airbnb survey out today has revealed new data which tells us that a quarter of the Irish population, a quarter of you, have explored Asia. But 82% of you have never once visited County Leitrim, and 76% of you have never been to Westmeath. And 3 in 4 Irish holidaymakers go abroad at least once a year. 39% of you have crossed the Atlantic to North America, but fewer of us have ever visited Sligo. 37% have never been to Tipperary, and 36% of you have never once travelled into County Meath. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. TV personality and very proud Leitrim woman, Catherine Lynch, is with me on the line today. Catherine, why do you think Leitrim is being skipped as a tourist destination?
I don't think it is being skipped. We're talking, like, you know, percentages, aren't we here? But yeah, maybe that. And we do have great Thai restaurants and Vietnamese restaurants. We have it all going on here in Leitrim. So I don't know why people don't come to Leitrim, because there's so much things to do. Like, you can explore Leitrim by boat. We've got the Shannon, for God's sake. You know, we've got the Shannon. We've got gunpowder gin for all those girls out there that love an old gin and tonic. We have the best gin. We have the gunpowder gin, which is the nicest gin in the world, if you ask me. So we could, you can go to the shed there.
That's
and
true.
Get nicely zozzled for the day. And then we have Mohill, where I'm from, woohoo! And we have Lochrane Castle there, and we have a beautiful lake, and we have, you know, you can just do so much. You can explore Leitrim so much from Lochrane Castle, and you can head to Glencar Waterfall. You can stay at, you know, Drumahair. They have, like, the woodland escape there. You can go to Fianna Abbey, which is the most beautiful place ever. And always remember that monks put abbeys in the most beautiful places on the planet. So that's always a nice place to visit.
If you don't get a job for Leitrim Tourism Board at the end of this chat today, Catherine, you'll never get it. You're a great ambassador for the county. But it is interesting. You know, I had to kind of laugh. We're chatting in the office about this earlier today. And obviously, as you know, I'm from the Northwest and I love to shout about what it has to offer. But, like, when you read the Airbnb figures and you hear that 82% have never once travelled to County Leitrim. And I did a little anecdotal survey around my own team. And, you know, the figures were true. None of them.
People keep saying it doesn't even exist, Andrea. It's like, it's not that funny. Everyone asks us. So when you say you're from Leitrim, they say, oh, did you turn the lights off? Like, if I hear that joke one more
really,
time.
Really, yeah. Worn out.
But you're from Sligo area.
Donegal, yeah. Ballyshannon.
Ballyshannon. So, like, well, we have a 4 mile coast as well in Leitrim nobody knows about, which is up near Tullahan, up your direction.
Yeah.
So it's up, like, near Bundoran area, and so we have everything. We have a coast. Everyone thinks it's an inland county, but it's got a coast, it's got the waterways, it's got great theatre, it's got, you know, great theatre and small theatre groups all over the place. We've got the dock in Carrick and Shannon.
This is
hilarious, because your researcher said, I went, oh God, can I go on? Have I enough research done? And here I am.
Here you are, three minutes in, telling me about everything on offer. But it's funny because, you know, when you hear people, I know people are very much in the thick now, booking holidays and holidays abroad and all of that. And I was sort of fascinated to read today that more people have booked flights to Thailand, Bali and Vietnam than they have planned to go to Leitrim, Westmeath or Monaghan. So it's not just County Leitrim that they're skipping. Mike McDonnell is the establisher of the Viking Splash Tour. Viking Mike is with us here, Catherine, on the line as well. Because you're living in Westmeath for over 30 years, Mike. Why do you think more people don't travel there?
I just wonder about the accuracy of those figures. Do you know that? Because, like, we're part of Ireland's hidden heartlands here. And I know the amount of visitors we get from surrounding counties every day and every week is incredible. And I just wondered about those figures. And to me, it wouldn't be reflected in the town. I mean, we've the All-Ireland Drama Festival here now next week. And the place will be absolutely packed for 10 days. And they will be mostly from people all around the country, from different counties.
Yeah.
And mostly Irish, you know. So your figures are based on what? Airbnb?
It's Airbnb. Yeah, okay, Airbnb have carried out the service.
I'd love to tie them in with the Fault Ireland figures, but Ireland isn't happened.
Yeah, but even aside from that, though, I suppose anecdotally, you know, when you talk to people about the counties they go to, and I will always hear people. I live in Dublin, Mike, and they'll tell me, you know, if they're going on a staycation, they're either going to Donegal or Kerry or Cork. They're probably the three most common, but not so much Meath or Westmeath.
Yeah, I find it hard to understand because, I said, when people come here, they really appreciate the town. They appreciate the fabulous restaurants, the hotels, and there's so much to do in the locality within a 10-20 mile radius. There's so many other attractions to see. You know, so I'm kind of at a loss on the figure, to be honest.
And just to tell people, you guys at Viking Splash Tours, Mike,
not Viking Splash Tours. I have a proper boat.
you bring people on boat tours if that loan, isn't it?
Yeah, I have a 20. Yeah, we do day trips up to Lochree, up to the Hudson Bay, out to the wine port, out to Glasgow Lake House.
And is it typically Irish? It's Irish staycationers.
Irish, it's a huge mixture, along with tour operators, historical groups, active retirement groups. We could have been any kind of groups, you know. Obviously, we do hen parties then at weekends and a lot of corporate stuff.
Well,
work,
that's a big business, isn't it, in Carrick and Shannon and Leitrim, Catherine?
Carrick and Shannon is probably the hen of Ireland,
So you can have a great... And also, we have Cowboys and Heroes coming up, which is the biggest country and western... country festival, we can say, is in Ireland. So it's in Ballinamore, County Leitrim, and it's from the 2nd to the 5th of June, and it has like a lineup with all the best country artists in. Yeah,
great.
So we have that, and then the whole of the county is actually packed for that. It's great fun.
Travel journalist Joan Scales is with us as well. Joan, do you think we make enough of our own country? Do we shout about it enough?
No, I don't think we do. I think what's missing is people don't realise how great it is. It really is. There's so much wonderful scenery everywhere. There's always things to do. We have an incredible calendar of festivals for every single county in Ireland. And I know, in actual fact, we do actually travel quite a lot, but maybe not enough round our own country and explore what we have. I mean, I was in Roscommonow the other day. My son is living up in Granlan and County Roscommon, and I was very taken with such a beautiful day, and the scenery was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful scenery. So we really need to get out and explore a bit more. I know people are saying maybe the Airbnb figures aren't totally reflective of everything, because a lot of people do have families around the country and they will kind of go exploring where they're from, which is great. And they did mention there the Blue Ways. I think the Blue Ways are a great way to get out and about, because the Blue Ways are near inland waterways. And the Hidden Heartlands as well, I think from Discover Ireland, have been a great idea to encourage us to see what we have on our doorstep, basically.
81% of Irish people, Joan, 81%, according to these figures, of people who have been as far as Africa have never set foot in County Monaghan.
Monaghan wouldn't be top of the list, to be honest, you know, because most people say, you know, where's Monaghan? And that's the big thing about the Hidden Heartlands. Monaghan is one of those in the Hidden Heartlands that Tourism Ireland are trying to make a big push to get people out and about in Port Ireland, get people out to explore. And Leitrim there, I mean, that lady was talking about Leitrim, and Leitrim is a gorgeous county. You know, it's beautiful lakelands, the waterways, mountains.
So much there. Miriam is with us too. Miriam, I believe you're also in County Leitrim. Why do you think more people don't travel there?
Hello, good morning or good afternoon.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I think a lot of it is to do with historical investment in terms of tourism infrastructure in Ireland. And we don't have a great history of having invested in sort of rural tourism destinations and rural tourism products. And that's going, you know, over many, many decades. So I think that has changed certainly in recent times. I think the Airbnb statistics are probably pretty accurate because, you know, they're simply just polling people who don't have an agenda in terms of their destinations. Mm. But I think if we look in the past, you know, a lot of the board's fall to what it used to be, fall to Ireland, it tended to focus on the big name destinations. So you had the Ring of Kerry, you had Galway, and your own county, Donegal, was sort of, was always pretty well branded. I mean, even if you look at in terms of even going back a number of years ago, Sligo was referred to as the gateway city, which always thought, well, that's not a destination. I mean, a gateway is something you pass through. It's not somewhere that you land and sit and stay in. But certainly then when you get into the rural counties, of course, they don't have a legacy of the same infrastructure. I mean, Leitrim would be poorly serviced, relatively speaking, with hotels. But it's also a different tourism offering. It's a different tourist offering, it's a different tourist experience. It's a low impact, more ecological, environmental, activity based. But in recent years, things like that type of offering has become more popular. People wanted to do glamping. So I think, it'll take a while, I think, for places like, why people don't know about them is they haven't heard about them because they weren't marketed. No more than the Monaghan not being known. People say, well, what's in Monaghan? I don't know what's in Monaghan because it wouldn't be marketed. So I think a lot of that is back to public policy investment in marketing and promotion. And I mean, I think back to the historical legacy that the tourism infrastructure in this country, as I say, was actually built mostly by women who opened up a room in their house and offered a B&B and stuck a B&B sign over the door. Yeah. And that created an infrastructure all over the country. But in many ways, then that came to an end because there was a lot of, not entirely to an end, but particularly in those rural areas where the standards became much, much higher, a higher threshold. There was much more regulation. Mm. And the cost of being a Fáilte Ireland B&B became prohibitive because a lot of those smaller B&Bs in rural areas, the traffic wasn't being driven to them. So again, the cost of being in a board Fáilte approved accommodation, the economics of it didn't work out because they weren't getting...
It made it more difficult. There's an interesting text here from Mary who says, I think County Meath is really a day trip now, probably Westmeath too on the motorway, but I went to Leitrim a couple of years ago for a short break and I couldn't believe just how beautiful it was and how much it has to offer. This texter says, I think the figures are likely correct. I've been to 5 out of 7 continents and yet I have never once been to County Cork. And this listener says, I'm from the Roscommon Leitrim area. We've no accommodation for tourists. That's the problem. The Strokestown Famine Museum is absolutely amazing, but there's no accommodation and there's only one hotel, says this texter. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you are one of the 82% of people who've never been to Leitrim, or one of the 76% of the Irish population who've never visited Westmeath, but you've travelled all over Asia, we'd love to hear from you on the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Thanks a million to Catherine Lynch, also Viking Mike McDonald, Joan Scales and Miriam as well for getting in touch. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.